Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw in a philosophy Torah Hashem, we had a kasha that the Gemara says that only because kibush yachad is shmei kibush, therefore Surya has schayv and shumas and maisus has kedusha. But the kasha is that was only in the time of Yoshua. That's kedusha rishona, and David captured Syria, so that's all part of kedusha rishona. But that was lost. So what does it help now to say that Syria is? How can you say that now Syria has kedusha, has ischayv and shumas and maisrus, when the original kibush was nullified? That's kedusha rishona. Now we're dealing with kedusha shniya. So we explain that really, when they captured Syria, when they captured outside of Eretz Yisrael, that gets a shame Eretz Yisrael, and that shame Eretz Yisrael doesn't go away. Just lenient and shumas and maisrus after the bittul of the kibush, then it's no longer going to be chayv and shumas and maisrus. Came Ezra and he captures Eretz, and he dwells in this area, he dwells in Syria. So now it's going to have the also going to be chayv and shumas and maisrus. But the shame Eretz Yisrael, it never lost. And the yisod was that what you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael, that has a shame Eretz Yisrael and retains its shame Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it's a big nafkamina that there's kedusha rishona, because once there's a kedusha rishona, so even though it's lost as far as shumas and maisrus are concerned, but that can be restored by the kedusha shniya, by Ezra capturing it. That's only if you say kibush echad shmei kibush, kibush echad lav shmei kibush, then gornish is gehelfin, and it's not going to get a shame Eretz Yisrael. And then later on, what Ezra does is not going to be effective in implementing the dinam of chiyuv trumas and maaser. So that's, in a nutshell, what we learned in the previous shiur. And now we're going to question this thesis based again on the Torah of Moreinu HaGadol, Reb Baruch Pavarsky Shlita. The Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Trumas, in the third halacha, writes that those lands that David captured, even though he's a Melech Yisrael, aren't like Eretz Yisrael l'chol davar, and not like Chutz Laretz. The Rambam says, and why did it go down from the mile of Eretz Yisrael? Because he captured them before he captures Eretz Yisrael. And had he captured Eretz, I'm just reading it out in English, had he captured Eretz Yisrael first, and then he captured the other Arotzos, then these annexed places to Eretz Yisrael would have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael l'chol davar. But since first he captured those places, and only then Eretz Yisrael was captured, or the point is it was captured before Eretz Yisrael proper was captured, therefore these areas do not have the din of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not mamish like Chutz Laretz, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam is telling us, and these are, what are these areas? These areas are called Syria, Surya. So Mavur Medivar Ram, that even though we pass in Kibush Yachad Lav Shmei Kibush, and therefore this Kibush Yachad is not effective, and therefore it's not doesn't have a Din Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, Menatoritz Einam Kachutz Laretz Mamish. It's not Mamish Chutz Laretz anymore, even though Kibush Yachad Lav Shmei Kibush. V'sasam Rambam V'lo Pirish, the Rambam didn't let us in on the secret. L'may Hilchasa, what's the Halachic Nafkamina for this Inyan, that it's not any longer Mamish like Chutz Laretz V'tzarech Iyun. So the Ratbaz writes first that it's mashma from the Rambam that if all of Eretz Yisrael was captured, and then he would have captured these places, they would have Kedusha like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, I'm not so sure about that, because maybe only as far as Trumas and Maisus are concerned, but Linyan Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Mamish, no. Meaning it appears from what the Radbaz is saying that the whole din of these of Kibush Chutz Laretz is only Le'inyan Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maisus. It's not like Ar Yisod was, is that what you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael has a din of Shem Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it's only as far as the Trumas and Maisus goes that's going to be batal if it's captured by somebody else, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael stays and remains. But as far as Trumas and Maisrus goes, then it's going to be batal if somebody else captures it. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael, we were saying it has. But according to the Radbaz, no, fakeret, not like we're saying. That these places that you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael, even if you did it after you captured Eretz Yisrael, and it's not considered a kibush yachid, midin kol mokom asher tidroch kaf raglichem, where you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael, can be annexed to Eretz Yisrael, that is only Linyan Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Linyan Trumas and Maisrus. But the Etzem Shem Eretz Yisrael u'ma'alosa l'shar dvarim is only in the Eretz HaMuftachas, it's only in the Promised Land, it's only within the biblical borders and boundaries that were given to Abraham, Ki'ikr Dina, like its primary law, Bebrias Ha'olam and Kibush, is not going to help. So to give something a Shem Eretz Yisrael, as far as Trumas and Maisrus, yes. But to give it a Shem Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael, that you can't do. That you can't do, not like our Yisod, that we wanted to say in the previous share, that we capture some part that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, that gives it a shem Eretz Yisrael. And we said if you say kibush echad shemei kibush, so memela, that is a shem Eretz Yisrael, and then the dinim of trumas and maisis can be reinstated when Ezra comes. But according to the Radbaz's understanding of the Rambam, no, kibush doesn't help to give something a shem Eretz Yisrael, only as far as dinim trumas and maisis are concerned. V'yesh levi ktsatz smachlas, that we can bring a little bit of a raya's follows. It says in Maseches Kelim, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we've been learning a lot of Maseches Kelim recently. In our shiurim, so it says in Maseches Kelim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, that there are Eser Kedushas. There are 10 different levels of Kedusha, and one of them is that Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh Mishar Ha'aretz. Eretz Yisrael is holier than the other lands. How so? How do you figure? Shemevin Mimenu HaOmer VaBikurim V'Shtei Alechem. So you bring from it the Omer, the Bikurim, the Shtei Alechem. Has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And we have to understand, what about Trumus and Maisris that are only in Eretz Yisrael, Mekoch Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? V'yem Bagos Hagra, he erases the word V'habikurim, the El Yerab, and the Mishnayis, their rights. The reason is that Bikurim, Harehim Kishar, Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz, U'kutrumus and Maisris, She'enen Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. V'lav Mishum Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Ela Shishim Chovas Ha'aretz, you heard that the El Yerab explains that the reason the Gra erases Bikurim is because Bikurim are like other mitzvahs hatfluyos ba'aretz, like Trumas and Maisus. Trumas and Maisus, says El Yerab, are not totally in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael. Not because Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but because it's called Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't have the Kedusha, because of Chobas Ha'aretz. But the din of the Hechsher, in order to be able to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, that's going to be because of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Gra didn't like the word Bikurim in there, because Bikurim is only has a din of Choyvas Ha'aretz, that you have to bring the Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael, but not because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is the only the Bikurim, only the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Now, that he writes that the Bikurim is Kishar Mitzvah Tlius Baretz that are Chovas Ha'aretz and are only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, Tosin Bava Basra 81.1 writes that Bikurim are Chovas Haguf and are not Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz at all, and therefore you need a special Pasuk that you can't bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz, from the Pasuk of Admascha, you have to bring it from your Adama, not from Chutz La'aretz, but it's not Mitzad Chovas Ha'aretz like the El Yerabba wanted to say. No, Tosa says that it's midin, it's a chovas haguf, they're just exeris hakosuv, that it has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Now that he writes that trumas u'maisers u'mitzat tluyos ba'aretz are not because of kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to understand. Sharei vadai shedin kedusha b'zeh, kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita, and we're talking about trumas u'maisers, avada it's midin the kedusha. He's saying it's not midin the kedusha. Avada the chovas ha'aretz is midin the kedusha. That's why we say kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita when talking about dinei trumas u'maisers. According to what we explain in the name of the Radbaz, we can explain as follows, that the Tana is teaching Dafka Dine Eretz Yisrael HaKavuim V'hi Eretz Yisrael HaMekudeshes B'tchilasa Mishar HaAratzos. These are Dine Eretz Yisrael HaKavuim, and that's Eretz Yisrael that is sanctified originally from all the other lands, and you can't add on to it Al Yedei Kibush. And it emerges according to this that you can't bring Omer and Shtei HaLechem from the Mekomos HaKibush, because for that you need the Iker Toiras Eretz Yisrael. Because what did the Radbaz tell us? That if it's outside the promised boundaries, the promised land, then it doesn't have a din of, it doesn't have Toiras Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have a law of Eretz Yisrael. So it's saying that the Omer, the Mishnah is saying the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem are only allowed to be brought from Eretz Yisrael proper. And that we have a ribui of kol makom asher titroch kafra aglichem, wherever you go, that's le'inyan kedusha for the chiyuv of trumas u'maisris. As far as trumas u'maisris goes, those areas that you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael that are appended to Eretz Yisrael, that are annexed to Eretz Yisrael, there you're going to be chayuv in trumas u'maisris alone, but they're not going to have the ikar shame Eretz Yisrael, and therefore for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem you need the Yikr Shem Eretz Yisrael. V V'yesh lo hoisif dvar ni'ima b'zeh. So we can add on a shein is ach. A shein is ach. What can we add on that shein? That Tosus in Zvachim 60a writes that we learn in the Gemara that your makriv afal pisha ain bayis. You're allowed to be makriv korbanas even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. You just go there in your makriv. And the Kedusha of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim aren't bata when the Jews went into Galus. Zet Tema. Zet Tema. That you're not Noeg, Trumus and Maisrus, the Eretz Yisrael, and nevertheless, you have Kedushas Yerushalayim v'amikdash. So what's the pshat here? There's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but there's Kedushas Yerushalayim in the Mikdash. So what they mean is, apparently, that how could it be that you have Kedushas Mikdash and Yerushalayim when the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael has been nullified? Because you can only have Kedushas HaMikdash be'Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So how's it shayich to have Kedushas HaMikdash when the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael was batal? However, we have to say, like we already said, that even after the Galus, the Iker Shem Eretz Yisrael u'ma'alasa is still extant. And the bittul is only b'kedushasa ha-miyuchedes l'tshumusum maisris v'sharam mitzvah ha-tluyos ba. The bittul is only in its special kedusha for tshumusum maisris and the other mitzvah ha-tluyos ba'aretz. And therefore, for the din of the mikdash, all you need is that you should be in Eretz Yisrael. It still has a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So ain't a chinami as far as the special kedusha of tshumusum maisris Eretz Yisrael lost that. But as far as the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, that was never lost, and that's all you need for them in order to have a Mikdash. So now we can say Shelo Nokar Atana. The Eser Kedushos, Ela Kedushas Eretz Yisrael HaRishona, Asher Bat Tluya Gama Kedusha Asher Lemalem Imenu, V'hu Inyan HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim, V'Davar Zeinu Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael Atzma Muftachas, V'hu Dina L'Havas Omer, Aval Kedusha L'Tshumusum Maisus HaMitzah Tluyas Ba'aretz, Yitochein, Af L'Hosif B'Zeh Mechutz La'aretz Sheneskat Shalidei Kibush, L'Inyan Zeh Okumash Kasef Harad Ba'az. So as far as bringing the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, for that you need the Promised Land. In order to bring the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, for that you need the Promised Land. And that's why, meaning the borders, the original borders of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it says in the Mishnah that Eretz Yisrael mekudeshes mishar ha'aratzos, etc. Shemevin mimenu ha'omer v'shtei ha'lechem. That you bring the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. Why the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem? Because it has the Kedusha which the higher Kedusha is Taluyin. In other words, you can only have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Mikdash, Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Mikdash, if you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Once you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, you can also have Kedushas HaMikdash. And once you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be the Nafkamina? That you can bring the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem from there. And that's the Promised Land, that's within the borders. Now, what about Kedusha for Trumas and Maisrus? The Mishnah doesn't mention. What about Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz? That can be even from Chutz La'aretz. So when it says in the Mishnah that Eser Kedushos Hain, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mishar Aratzus, Shemivin Mimena Omer Babikur Vishtei Alechem, so all you need for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it has to be Eretz Yisrael proper. It has to be within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the Promised Land. But as far as Dine Trumas U'Maisers, that can be even outside of the Promised Land. As long as you capture what's outside, like the Radbaz writes, that as far as Shem Eretz Yisrael goes, you can't add on to Shem Eretz Yisrael outside of the Promised Land, outside the biblical borders. All you can do is be mechayev in Trumas and Maisrus, that if we capture those areas, if you hold Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush with a Kibush Yachid, and if not with a Kibush Rabim after we captured Eretz Yisrael, but those areas are going to be chayev in Trumas and Maisrus. And these areas aren't royal Kedush Samikdash, right? Because in order to have Kedush Samikdash, you need to be in Eretz Yisrael proper. So according to this, it would emerge that in Surya, that was Miskadesh B'dine Kibush, even if Kibush Yachid is called a Kibush, that's only in Trumas U'Maisrus, like the Radbaz writes. And if so, after they were Golan, this Kedusha's bottle, so now it's like Chutz Laretz. And how is Kedusha's Ezra going to help? In other words, one, how do we say that Ezra was allowed to restore it? Because it never lost its Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. But now that these areas lost their Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, because it never lost Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, but now that we see that they never had Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael in the first place, meaning, it's never called Eretz Yisrael proper. Syria was never Eretz Yisrael proper. So, how did these areas become Kadosh in the time of Ezra? Because we explain that the reason the Gemara says that Syria is equal to Eretz Yisrael is because Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. And how do we want to explain Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush? That when you're capturing it, it gives it a din not only of a Chiyuv Trumas U'Maisrus to Surya, but even that it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then when they leave, so you're right, you lost the Chiyuv Trumas U'Maisrus, but it still has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then Ezra comes on and holds back onto it, he does a Chazakah, so now it gets its Chiyuv Trumas U'Maisrus back because it never lost its Shem Eretz Yisrael. It remained with its Shem Eretz Yisrael. That was what we said in the previous shir. But now, based on everything we saw now, this shir, Zelo Lech, Zelo Machzik Ma'amad Arayon Hazeh, doesn't hold water. Because now we're saying that outside, like we saw in the Radbaz, based on the Rambam, that outside of the Promised Land, in other words, in Surya, it's not going to have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Just when they captured it, it was Chayv and Shubas and Maisus. But that was lost. They were Gola. So how, when they come back, are they going to be Chayv and Shubas and Maisus again? And why was the Gemara say, since Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, so now Surya is Chayv and Shubas and Maisus. Ma pitom. They lost its Chiyuv Trumas U'Maisrus, and it never had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael proper in the first place, because it's outside of the bound of the Promised Land. It's outside of the boundaries given to Abraham. So now we have to understand how was Chiyuv Trumas U'Maisrus when Ezra came and was machzik again in those areas. How is the Kiddush of Ezra going to help? So that, sweet friends, is unser Arbit for the next Ashir. That is our Avoda, if God gives us life and health and good cheer for the next Shir. And we will see Emir Tzah Hashem continuing Niflaus Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So please, sweet friends, stay tuned. And I'm so excited that we've already seen Niflaus Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, and we are going to see, please God, much, much more. B'li Neder, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.